It's important to stay well informed with what's going on in today's world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But the news can be boring sometimes.
Sometimes it can.
It can,
right.
But sometimes you want to be able to, you know, be out and be social on the weekend and talk about things that are going on in the world.
Exactly. So we bring those two things together.
Mm-hmm.
Al goes out on the street and goes to the bars.
Right.
He finds drunk people, and they do the newscast.
There you go. Bam.
Boom. Not boring, hilarious, and it's funny. That's how we do
it. Now I got to do news, drunk news, news that you really can't use. War in Iraq, hair just noticed Al's back. Gas is too high, Al, get your hand on my thigh. News, drunk news.
Now we go to the drunk newsroom where Shelby is.
Yeah. That was unintentional.
What was that?
We just wanted to steal the song.
That's didn't all have we a lot of time to edit.
Yeah. Didn't have enough time.
That's his kid trying to get on the show.
Come on, kid.
Hey, thanks, JC, for that look at sports. Here's Moo Power now for your health.
Thanks. Thanks, Big Al. This is Moo Power with Kid Craddock in the morning.
News.
Or
moose.
Moose.
He's dressed as a cow.
Like that.
Hold on, JC. He's dressed as a cow. That's hence the name Moo Power.
Yeah, that helps.
All right, sorry, I didn't set the scene for
you. Is he standing up or sitting down at
this
point?
He is sitting down at this point. He has just participated in 6 games of sit-down Pac-Man on my Pac-Man machine.
Yeah.
He broke it. Because he played so many games, and he and the guy that he was playing against had to settle it because it was tied 3-3. They had to settle it by arm wrestling because that's what they do.
Is Moo Power single?
I didn't go that far.
He
I don't
sounds
know.
Sounds like a California dude,
he's
not exactly the slurring drunk guy, but just the guy that I knew was having so much fun over at his table. I needed to break out the tape recorder.
Okay, back to Moo Power.
Yeah.
Thanks, Big Al. This is Moo Power with Kid Craddock in the morning.
News.
Or
moose.
Moose. Oh, I like that.
Let's do it again.
Hey, thanks, Big Al. This is Moo Power, and this is Kid Craddock in the Moose. This is all that at the end of the year.
Slow.
Now,
again, the man is dressed like a cow.
Is he putting on that voice? Because it's very cartoony now.
I don't think. I think that's how he talks. If he is putting it on, he didn't break character. He talked like that the entire, we edited this down, obviously, to a minute, but I talked to him for 10, 15 minutes. He did not break character.
Oh. Back to the story.
Okay. Who says all that end of the year gluttony requires months of penance? You may think you're doomed to nibble kale until 4th of July, but you're wrong. All you need is 4 days to get back on track. Says New York dietitian Carrie Glassman. Although, of the O2 diet, that's enough time to reset your body. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Why do you need a whoop there?
And we are in the dead center of the bar. That's where you're sitting, right in front of the big screen, watching something on TV.
What time of day is this? Is it late at night?
It's daylight, girl.
Okay. Yeah, I had a feeling. This is a day drinker. You know you can tell the difference between a day drinker because they start losing their voice. They've been drinking all day.
It is daylight at 4:40 or so in the afternoon. I don't know why I know that, but it was like dusk. You know, it's about to get dark, but it's daylight. And he's dressed. He's getting his Halloween. This is this past Saturday. Yeah. He's getting his Halloween on early.
Yeah.
Buddy, woo-hoo! Follow these simple tips and you'll get rid of the bloat and maybe even find yourself thinking about fruit and vegetables instead of cheeseburgers and sliders. Moo. Thanks, Miguel. This is Moo Power with Kid Craddock in the Morning Moos.
I love Moo Power.
I want to hang out with Moo Power.
No, I want him to be our 5th member on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Moo Power was the bomb. I have to hand it to him. Moo Power was the bomb. Now, at the end of Drunk News, what we do is I pull out my handy-dandy breathalyzer, and I have my participant blow into it, and we go around the room and guess what he's going to register on the blood alcohol.
Okay, legally drunk is 0.08, right?
Right. Yes. Well,
yeah, and then 0.2 is like real, real drunk, right?
Right. Guesses now out?
Right. Sure, why not?
Okay, I'll go first. I think Moo Power is sporting a nice little 0.18.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna hit him with a point too.
See, I
feel like he's not that drunk, but now I'm Jason.
Yeah, see, I don't think he's that drunk.
You're gonna win this. You just gotta go under.
I'm
JC.
Gonna go $1. With point. Okay, you said what?
0.18.
I'll say 0.15.
Okay.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, now we do the breathalyzer test.
Oh, I'm not gonna pass this.
What do I do?
That's honest.
Move when you blow into it.
Power.
Hold on, I need that again.
Yeah, it's like a superhero.
When you blow into it. Barely drunk. That's just a 0.16. So
yeah, he's having a good time. This is just me, baby.
Kelly wins.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's Moo Power, and that is the return of Drunk News.
Yeah, we're not going to play the song again just in case.
Okay. All right, come on.
You know, play the song, but put it down after it finishes.
Yeah.
Now I got to get
news. Yeah, cut the end off.
Drunk News.
There you go.
News that you really can't use.
Oh.
War.
Make my day.
Your head on my thigh. News, drunk news. Everybody loves drunk news.
Kid Craddock in the morning. Beautiful job, Al.
Thank you, buddy.